It's the middle of the night, and you're walking home after an evening out. The streets are deserted, and you're starting to regret that you didn't call a cab. It's only a 5-minute walk, but the atmosphere feels wrong somehow. Dark, heavy, oppressive. The moon is too bright, the streets too empty, the night too quiet. You're not afraid, per se, but you are walking fast. You hear what sounds like someone moaning in an alley to your right, and you look over. There are two people there, up against the wall. A woman is pinning someone against the wall, her face buried into their neck. Two lovebirds making out without a care in the world. It feels strange and out of place. And as if she feels your gaze on her, the woman straightens and turns towards you. Her companion slumps over and collapses on the ground, but she just smiles at you, her eyes gleaming in the moonlight. But you cannot look away from her mouth. Is that blood? She laughs, revealing a pair of razor-sharp fangs. "You're staring, pet," she says. "Don't be so rude. My eyes are up here." Your eyes almost snap to hers, but you catch yourself just in time. You've heard the tales about a vampire's eyes. She laughs again, and you do the only sensible thing. You turn and you run. Her laughter chases you, light and musical. You push yourself to the limit, running faster than you ever thought you were capable of. Your feet pounding the pavement as your heart seems to pound out of your chest. You nearly allow yourself to start hoping you might actually get away when you suddenly hear her voice again. Far too close for comfort. "I love a little light exercise before dinner. It helps me work up my appetite." And you catch her out of the corner of your eye, easily keeping pace. She swerves towards you, forcing you to change direction. She's hurting you. You know she is, but you don't have any choice. And within moments, the pavement makes way for grass as she forces you to divert towards the city park. You can barely see where you're going in the moonlight, and you know she's taking you somewhere out of sight. You realize you won't be able to keep this up much longer as your strength begins to flag. And then she's suddenly right in front of you. Before you can comprehend what's happening, you find yourself lying on your back with her on top of you, pinning your wrists. She laughs again, little bells tinkling in the night air. "You're going to give yourself a heart attack, pet. Just breathe." She keeps talking to you all the time, telling you it's all right, to calm down, that she doesn't mean you any harm. Her voice is so sweet and soothing, and you very nearly believe her, but she is still pinning you to the ground. Eventually, your breathing stops coming in heaving gulps, and your heartbeat settles. "That's better," she coos. "Now look into my eyes." And you can feel the pull of her words, filling you with the urge to meet her eyes. With much effort, you shake off the command and keep your gaze pointed down. The sound of her lovely laughter fills the air again, and she cups your chin, not unkindly. "I said, look into my eyes." Gentle but inexorable pressure forces your chin upwards, tilting your head towards her face. And at the very last moment, drawing on every ounce of willpower you possess, you snap your eyes shut. She chuckles and releases your other wrist. And before you can even begin to consider how to make best use of what little freedom it gives you, you feel her other hand on your face, her thumb and her index finger prying your eyelid open. You fight against it with all your might, struggling to free your head, to keep your eyes squeezed tightly shut, but her grip is like iron, and her pull on your eyelids too strong. Your eyelid opens just barely a crack, and you see something red, something wonderful, a warm, soothing, cozy glow. It's like it's reaching into you, holds you, coddles you, wrapping you up in a cocoon of pure bliss. Your eye opens the rest of the way, and impossibly, you start feeling even better. You were worried about something, but you can't for the life of you remember what. There's some kind of red orb in front of you, so incredibly beautiful and captivating and fascinating that you want to spend the rest of your days gazing at it. It's glorious and mesmerizing and glowing with this inner light that warms you to your very core. Your other eye drifts open, and you briefly notice that there is a second orb before your mind drowns in a wave of crimson. Your thoughts melt away like snow in the sun as a wave of lethargy washes over your body. You feel incredible, better than you ever have felt before, by a long shot. Your entire body is singing with pure, unadulterated joy. Somewhere far away, someone is speaking, but you can't make out what they're saying. Even so, the voice is like honey, dripping into your ears. You want to hear more of this voice. Listen to more of her words. Sheer euphoria fills your mind, and you stop being aware of anything at all. At some point, you realize that the red orbs have gone away and that the voice has fallen silent, but you were too blissed out to notice when it happened. You're dimly aware of something wet pressing against your throat, but you feel too good to care about it, or about anything at all. You sink back into ecstasy, and time loses all meaning. You're stumbling through the streets, leaning heavily on the shoulders of a beautiful woman you had just met. You feel faint and tired, and your head is throbbing. You must have had far too much to drink, and you count your blessings that this vision of beauty was willing to take you home. You finally make it to your door, and the gorgeous woman lets go of your shoulder as she finally stops supporting your weight. As you're struggling to insert the key into the lock, you absentmindedly invite her inside. You feel like death warmed over, but offering her a drink is the least you can do to repay her for her kindness. She laughs merrily and you turn around to gaze at her, intent on asking what is so funny. But there's no one there. Your mind is playing tricks on you. You are exhausted. You must be imagining things. And somehow, as if by a miracle, you make it to your bed. Just as soon as your head hits your pillow, you fall asleep like a log. And you dream of a pair of mesmerizing crimson eyes.